Hey, Logan Star Logic here, bringing you a small skills and build segment. That was my Cal Aggro impression. Now, I know this is kind of sudden, and there was really no preparing at all, but that was slightly, actually just my fault, and my internet's fault. You see, I was going to do a LFG mission bonus segment, and I still am, but I won't be able to get it in nearly in time that I wanted it to. Simply for the one reason that Tal'Kora is using Unyielding Aura on my internet. Yeah, and that's a joke about how heroes can't keep enchants up, or at least they used to not be able to, due to their, you know, their energy management thing. They would keep deactivating enchantments and, you know, being Unyielding Aura, and, like, you turn off the enchantment and it dies, and then she, like, reses again and it dies. It's a little joke there. But I thought, hey, why not do a skills and build segment? That pause was for the tons of laughter and bricks being thrown in my general direction. Why, you may ask? Well, it's because if you know me or seen any of my builds, I can't make a build to save my life. Most of this information I've learned, aside from, you know, self-teaching and stuff, has been from, like, the wikis and other people telling me. And, you know, trial and error and such. Like, I don't think I used more than 3 skills from Inspiration Magic until I finally did Hell's Precipice for the second time. That's how newbie I am. But what am I going to talk about, even though I'm a noob and don't know a thing or two about builds? Well, I'm going to talk about the Mesmer, since that's the only class I know how to play well. I mean, I know how to play a monk, but I don't know how to play a monk that well. I'm kind of a bad monk. Like, don't ask me the monk. You'll die, trust me. Unless it's an Ascalon, or you're level 3. Either way, I'm going to talk about the Mesmer. I'm going to go on, you know, a little bit of a rant here and talk about all the great things about the Mesmer. Especially, like, maybe their skills, you know. I mean, not even getting into their dashing good looks or their witty sense of humor. I'll just simply talk about their skills. I will be talking kind of fast, and there probably won't be much punctuation. So if you don't understand anything, just, you know, stop the MP3 or however you're listening to it. You know, download it if you don't have it downloaded. Get the MP3, go into, Windows sound recorder, and slow it down, and it'll...
You'll be able to understand it. Maybe.
And so, if there's any skills you don't know what they mean, simply look them up on Wiki. I bet you several platinum that they're definitely up on Wiki. And if you try and trick me into giving you platinum, I'll put you on my ignore list, and I will, you know, never talk to you again. But I'm rambling, so let's get started. Here we go. Arcane Thievery. Domination Magic. Spell. For 5 seconds, one random spell is disabled from target foe, and Arcane Thievery is replaced by that spell. This is extremely helpful in, like, alliance battles, not so much, but PvP, it's helpful for taking down something like a Touch Ranger, where one of their only skills is a spell. And you can just use this, and most of the time it will, you know, pretty much cripple them. Not too helpful in PvE, really, it isn't. Unless you're a monk, and you're gonna try and, you know, steal an elite skill from a boss or something to use it against them. I don't know, I really don't use the skill all that much. Backfire. Domination Magic. Hex Spell. For 10 seconds, whenever that target foe casts a spell, the target foe takes 35 damage. This is an extremely helpful spell when used properly. Again, this is useful for taking down a Touch Ranger, but this is not the anti-Touch Ranger show, and we won't go into this. Now, it is helpful against Elementalists and Necromancers, and Monks. Really helpful against Monks, especially PvE Monks who don't know better. And by don't know better, I mean Char Monk bosses in Ascalon, any of those guys in the house. Yes, anyway, this is an extremely helpful spell, one of my favorites, and it can be used on just about everybody but Paragons, Rangers, and Warriors. Dervishes. This is also a really good skill against Dervishes, because they also carry a lot of spells. Chaos Storm. Domination Magic. Spell. Create a Chaos Storm at target foe's location. For 10 seconds, foes adjacent to his location suffer 5 damage each second. Chaos Storm drains 1 energy whenever it strikes a foe casting a spell. To be honest, I've never seen this whole drains 1 energy thing in action. I think they're lying. But still, I like this skill because it's one of the few AoE skills for a Mesmer. So, this is helpful when you don't have an Elementalist in your party and your person who plays alone, primarily PvE. I guess there's maybe some builds out there for this in PvP, but mainly this is helpful when there's no Elementalists around. Cry of Frustration. Domination Magic. Spell. If target foe is using a skill, that foe and all foes in the area are interrupted and suffer 10 damage. This spell rocks. Aside from the awesome little word balloon that pops up over their heads whenever you interrupt them with this skill, it's also extremely fast casting, and nearly always hits the target, and nearly always interrupts. You just have to be fast on casting. It's just crank up your fast casting, and this thing is golden. Personally, this is one of my favorite interrupts, so, you know, this is why I'm talking about it. Empathy. Hex Spell. For 5 seconds, whenever a target foe attacks, that foe takes 15 damage. Like, kind of like a lesser powerful version of Backfire, but far more useful. Because essentially you can use it on any PvE creature, and a majority of PvP people. I don't really do PvP, so don't take any of my PvP advice seriously, because I really don't know. Empathy is extremely helpful against a majority of PvE characters, because with the exception of flare spamming Ellies, nearly everybody does some type of wand or sword or some type of original attack without a skill attached. This is extremely helpful. This is also really good against Rangers. This is one of the few really good skills against Rangers. That should also be warranting of brick throwing. Barrage Splinter Weapon Rangers, or just Barrage Rangers. Maybe like Vatlaw, Doomtooth, and Pre-Searing, I don't know. But this is really good because Barrage, when you have Empathy on you and then you use Barrage, you actually take damage for every enemy you hit with Barrage. Yeah, I didn't know this until recently, but apparently it does, and so I'm going to be using this a lot more on Barrage-wielding Rangers. Energy Surge, Domination Magic, Elite Spell. Target's foe loses 3 energy for each point of energy lost. That target foe and all nearby foes take 10 damage. I've never actually used the skill. I actually need to go cap it. In fact, I'll probably do that not long after doing this episode, because it looks like a great skill. But it's a great energy-draining skill used in tandem with Mind Rack, which I'll be going into that in a few seconds. Hopefully, a few seconds. But this is a great skill. From what I understand, I can't really say much about it. Energy Burn. Spell. Target foe loses 3 energy and takes 10 damage for every point of energy lost. This is almost exactly the same as Energy Surge, except that Energy Surge is elite, and also it harms foes adjacent. I think it's adjacent? Adjacent, nearby. Nearby. Hexbreaker, Domination Magic, Stance. For 15 seconds, the next time you are the target of Hex, that Hex fails, and the caster takes 10 damage. This is very similar to Spellbreaker, except for Mesmers, and I think it shuts down. I think it, like, turns off after it blocks 1 Hex. This is a great skill when fighting a whole lot of Necromancers, like if you're going to go Bog Scale Fen farming for the Black Mini Moachick. This is going to be a helpful skill if you're really bad at killing scale. I don't know. I guess this would be very helpful early on. Guilt. Hex Spell. For 6 seconds, if target foe casts a spell that targets a foe, the spell fails and you steal up to 5 energy from the foe. This is very helpful against monks, although really, I don't see much help for this unless you're intentionally going out to, like, Capital Elite skill from a monk, like a monk elite of some type that's not smiting. I don't know. Otherwise, I don't really see much use for this skill, although it is really helpful when trying to know, kill off some type of elite monk skill capping or something. And that came out really weird. Mind Rack. I love this skill. Domination Magic. Hex Spell for 20 seconds. The next time target foe's energy drops to zero, that foe takes 15 damage. You'll see this being cast on you a lot by Murgoyles. Go figure. But this is very helpful for having skills like Energy Surge or Energy Burn. There's other things like Power Leak, which we'll be going into in a couple of seconds. But other great energy training skills, when used in tandem with this, can gain you tons of energy while in the process destroying your enemies. Arcane Conundrum. Hex Spell. For 5 seconds, spells cast by a target foe take twice as long to cast. This skill is essential for extremely bad interrupters like me. I mean, I'm possibly the worst interrupter you've ever seen, but this is extremely helpful because if the spells take twice as long to cast, you may be able to interrupt them with something like Power Leak, Domination Magic, Spell. If target foe is casting a spell, the spell is interrupted and target foe loses 5 energy. This is also great used in tandem with Mind Rack. And so as you can see, everything just kind of works together. But then, if you really screw up when using one of these hexes of some type, like you cast Backfire on a warrior, on a non-Hammerstorm warrior, this next skill is really helpful. Shattered Delusions. Domination Magic. Spell. Remove 1 Mesmer Hex from target foe. If Hex is removed, that foe takes 15 damage. Now, as I said, this is very helpful for when you screw up using Hexes, but also if you have a really annoying Mesmer ally with you, who keeps casting, like, all the wrong Hexes, and you really just don't like them, you can just keep taking the Hexes off the enemy. This is also really good for when you're a traitor, and you can just remove the Hexes. You can, like, be like, oh yeah, sure, I'm casting Backfire on that Elementalist, and then just take them off, and they'll only take very little damage, which normally can be easily remedied with something like Healing Breeze. I mean, come on. Shatter Enchantment. Another one of my favorites. Domination Magic. Spell. Remove an enchantment from target foe. If an enchantment is removed, that foe takes 14 damage. This is possibly one of the best Mesmer skills ever. Shatter Enchantment. I mean, come on. If the foe has any type of enchantment on them, any old type of enchantment, you can take it off, and they take tons of damage. I think at, like, max domination, it's, like, 100 damage. But take, like, tons of damage off. Also, it's a really cool icon. You should just look it up on Wiki just to look at the icon. It's really cool. But this is really helpful when fighting something like, I don't know, a Mending Warrior or a Tanking Mesmer with the, like, Shield of Regeneration. I don't know any Mesmers who do that. But, you know, if they did, you could kill them with that. Anyway, moving on. Mantra of Recovery. Fast casting. Elite stance. For 5 seconds, spells you cast recharge 50% faster. This is also helpful for somebody. This is a great skill for, like, a elementalist. An elementalist can use this skill, and then all of their skills recharge 50% faster. They can be hurling out the firestorms and stuff way faster. As you can see, I never play my elementalist, so I don't know that firestorm is actually a horrible elementalist skill. But you could cast it 50% faster. I mean, all the elementalists go Mesmer for Echo. I mean, come on, what's so great about Echo or Arcane Echo? It's really not all that great of a skill. I mean, you get to use a skill twice. Yay. What are you going to do? Make it flare twice or 3 times and then just button mash 1, 2, and 3? Just seems kind of silly to me. But this is actually a useful skill. But moving on. Ethereal Burden. Hex Spell. For 10 seconds, target foe moves 50% slower. When Ethereal Burden ends, you gain 10 energy. This can be used in tandem with Mantra of Recovery, and the idea that if your skills are recharging 50% faster, you cast Ethereal Burden on one of your enemies, you could just be bashing them with all of these fire, or ice, or earth, or whatever you're using, and since they're moving slower, you can use AoE skills and causes them more damage. It makes a whole lot more sense to be using multiple Mesmer skills in tandem. Power Block, Elite Spell. If target foe is casting a spell and that spell is interrupted, the interrupted spell and all of the spells of the same attribute are disabled for 3 seconds for that foe. Now, people who are fighting elementalists, this is great, because if, say if they're a fire elementalist, like 75% of the population of elementalists, you can cast this on them, and all of their skills will be recharged or disabled for 3 seconds, or however much it is cranked up to max. I don't know. I need to check. But if you use this skill, you can disable their energy and stuff. Problem is that this interrupt, for some reason, never seems to work for me. I don't know. I guess it's spells only. So, but this is a great skill when used against an elementalist casting Meteor Shower. I should probably use this skill more often than I do. This is one of my favorite elite skills. You know? It's kind of fun. Okay, now that I've made a complete fool of myself, and I don't mind at all, actually, I would like to, you know, carry on, maybe, but I just looked down at my watch, and at the timeline, and so I've been talking for about 15, 16 minutes, and so I gotta stop now before Sean kills me, and I know he will kill me, because he can hunt me down and kill me, and I'm sorry, I like to ramble and stuff, but if you guys like this segment, I may come back and do some more skills. But if you don't, simply say so, and you won't hear from me again. I know many of you will like that. Well, this has been Logan Starlogic, signing off. Okay, if you guys like, you know, me being on the show, I need to come up with some kind of trademark exit, because, you know, like, Sinea says, this is Le Sinea, and this was the word on the street, or something like that, and, like, Goose is just that cool that he doesn't even need one, and, like, Sean, he gets to do the ending for every show, well, almost every show, so it's like, I need to come up with some kind of trademark ending, so I guess I'll say, this has been Logan, or better yet, this has been Logan Starlogic, or better yet, you've been listening to Logan Starlogic. I bet you now want to play a Mesmer, don't you?